Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to QMS Medical Allied Services Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call, hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Priti Bharadwaj from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon. Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of QMS Medical Allied Services Limited. From the management side, we have Mr. Mahesh Makhija, Chairman and Managing Director. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Mahesh Makhija, Chairman and Director. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Priti. Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome each one of you to our conference call for QMS Medical Allied Services Limited. Before we delve into the specifics of our performance for Q4 FY24 and FY24, let me offer a brief overview of our company. We have established in 2017 QMS Medical Services Limited, though we were a proprietary concern for almost more than 25 years before that, and it has emerged as one of the prominent players in the Indian medical and healthcare sector. Our focus lies in the marketing and distribution of essential medical devices and accessories, always prioritizing quality and affordability. We operate basically on five different business verticals. In the B2B segment, we focus on the utility imports, special service programs, Educare, and point of care. In the B2B segment, we specialize in medical devices and equipment. Through our strategic partnerships with renowned brands like 3M Heim, as well as our own Q Devices brand, we offer a diverse range of products, including glucometers, pulse oximeters, orthopedic aids, mesh nebulizers, and more. We have expanded our patient screening camps programs to 300+ locations nationwide, supported by 130 trained and certified DMLT employees, each covering a radius of 35 km and a network of over 600 dieticians providing customized nutritional plans. Utilizing U.S. FDA-approved devices at all sites, we ensure the highest standards of service programs for our patients. Our extensive distribution network ensures that our products are widely accessible across the country. Additionally, our strategic marketing initiatives are instrumental in enhancing brand recognition and facilitating our market expansion efforts. We are dedicated to advancing preventive healthcare in India. We have conducted over more than 25,000 unique patient service programs, benefiting more than 200,000 patients nationwide. Collaborating with top pharmaceutical companies, we provided advanced diagnostic screenings like diabetic retinopathy testing, spirometry testing, BMD, ABPM, as well as many other programs alongside personalized dietary consultation. We are anticipating a 45% growth this year. We aim to meet in the segment, we aim to meet rising demand and reduce healthcare costs associated with chronic diseases. Our company has acquired a 51% stake in Saarthi Healthcare Private Limited. The payment payouts are happening right now at this moment. The strategic move expands our presence in the patient services. Saarthi brings an extensive experience in disease management, aligning well with our patient screening expertise. This integration is expected to enhance our portfolio and profitability, with benefits anticipated as early as next fiscal year. Additionally, our top partnership with Omron Healthcare in India enhances the distribution of top-notch medical devices through the online platform in India, is now underway. Omron is a global leadership in clinical validated medical equipment, and our commitment to establishing a strong online presence in health and wellness, leveraging our resources and dispatch centers across, we aim to maximize success, revitalizing healthcare accessibility and quality nationwide. The way forward looking ahead, we have an ambitious plan for significant growth access in key segments. We aim to leverage our patient service programs by offering similar white-labeling opportunities to additional pharmaceutical companies, broadening our revenue, streamlining, and strengthening partnerships with the industry. Concurrently, we will focus on expanding our direct-to-consumer net presence to reach more individuals in need of chronic care management solutions. For our patient service programs, our growth strategy involves fostering our workforce, expanding into new geographical areas, extending client coverage by increasing our team's capacity and the geographical reach. We aim to meet the growing demand of specialized screening tests and disease management services, ensuring more patients across the country benefit from our business. In the point-of-care segment, significant expansions of opportunities await. We plan to diversify our product range and introduce renewable offerings to cater to the evolving market of needs. By staying innovative and adaptive, we aim to solidify our position as a leader in providing the point-of-care solutions. In conclusion, with the Indian pharmaceutical markets of substantial growth, we aim to capitalize on emerging opportunities and achieve significant expansion across our key segments. The company holds a prominent position in the Indian healthcare sector, fueled by a strategic partnership and enduring commitment to excellence. Our emphasis on quality and innovation drives us to lead the charge in advancing preventive healthcare nationwide through the comprehensive range of medical devices and patient service programs, thereby establishing our new benchmarks for accessibility and quality care. Financial highlights, next step in FY24, we are happy to announce our company's financial performance showed remarkable growth and operational efficiency. We achieved a total revenue of 122.58 crores, reflecting a 16.99% increase over the previous year. Our EBITDA surged by 55.83%, reaching 18.8 crores, with the EBITDA margin expanding by 382 basic points to 15.34. A PAT soared by 41.14% to 9 crores, plus highlighted by a 126 basic point increase in the PAT margin of to 7.34%. Earnings per share also saw significant growth, rising by 29.23% to rupees 5.04 per share. These figures underscore our financial health and significant progress towards our strategic growth objectives. For quarter four, FY24, our total income stood at 32.4 crores. Quarterly EBITDA reached 4.06 crores, marking a 21.19% increase, while the EBITDA margins improved by 192 basic points to 12.54%, and our PAT stood at 1.54 crores, with a PAT margin at 4.75%. This concludes our financials reports. And over to you, Prithvi, for any other thing.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have our first question from the line of Simran Ansari from HA. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir. Feeling so happy to know about the very positive growth in the QMS device. My question is that how do you measure the success of marketing campaign in new venture which you recently described?
Sorry, ma'am, I did not get your question. Can you repeat it again?
Yeah. How do you measure the success of marketing campaign in new venture which you recently described?
How do I measure that?
Yeah, because a lot of new ventures started by QMS devices. So
yeah.
I wanted to know when we get results in the new ventures, how you are doing the marketing of these
Our primary segment for all our new ventures is the pharma companies, ma'am. So the consistently orders that we keep getting from the pharma companies and the camps, if you talk about camps point of view, we have touched, as I said in my meeting, we have touched 25,000 camps per year. If you're talking about Q devices, products point of view, there also we have a good sale happening out here. So every order price is increased here actually. So the measurability is there. So we can definitely say the sales have increased, the customers have come back for a repeat orders to us. we can definitely, you know, claim that yes, there is an increase, good wage measure. If you have any specific things that you want, I can also get into that and share with you that also.
Okay. So one more question is that you describe a very positive financial growth, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Why the price of share is getting reduced day by day?
Ma'am, I don't think so. I'm the right person to answer that question. Probably if you have buy more shares, it will have more impact. My job is to do good business, which we are doing that. Remaining, I have no answer on that, honestly speaking.
As you know, like you have customers of pharma companies and you are getting repeating order day by day, like growth is very positive in 2023 and 2024. Then why are you not performing very well in the market? Like in listed, your company is listed into the share market.
There were a lot of, I believe what I heard and what I understood from that, there was a lot of issues going on, small cap, mid cap and all those things. I think so, probably because of that and all that. But I have no answer, honestly speaking. I can't give an answer because, see, I can only give you that, yes, we are giving the positive results. Our job is to work hard, then we'll continue working harder from that.
Right. As an investor, I have concern about the.
I appreciate that, ma'am. I will definitely, you know, deep dive into this question and so why it is not. I am yet to find an answer on this, honestly speaking. I will speak to the analysts and all that if possible. If you can help me out in that, I will be always open to improve.
Right. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah,
thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have our next question from line of Jayanti Lal from Kedia Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, management. So my question is like, in the next era of digital transformation, what company would take steps to leverage technology in its operation and customer interactions?
Brilliant. Good question, sir. You know, the entire patient service programs as well as the CAMS models that we are there is purely based on these projects, you know, online actually activities. That is where we have a full-fledged operational system worked on that. We are already working on that move, actually.
Okay. Good. So, can you share any upcoming product launches or technology advancement in the pipeline?
See, a lot is being done, but I cannot right now tell you anything definitive, actually. A lot we are working on point of care products, actually. A lot, you know, we are working on this. So, as and when it is ready, we'll be able to tell you that in detail right now at this moment. But in the form of the CAMS and all, whatever AI and all we are already using in the form of our, you know, CAMS booking into the form of evaluation of the data and all, which we are already doing that, actually.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from line of Yashwanti from Cogen Invest. Please go ahead. Ms. Yashwanti, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So, more on your acquisition which you did it, like Sapsi, you have a 51% stake. So, just want to understand, is any contribution has come down to revenue and profit from this acquisition? And going forward, do you intend to increase your stake in the company?
Yeah. Ma'am, the acquisition was just getting completed in the way when I said in my meeting also, my payouts are happening right now. We've almost completed more than 55% of our. So that is right now happening. This financial year, all the calculations will come into our account. Last year, we had nothing of Karthi into our business model, ma'am. And the plan which that is there right now in the first year, we are taking 51%. In the next 2 years, we are taking the balance 24 and 25% based on 7 times on the EBITDA performance, actually, 7x. That's all. So we complete the entire 100% acquisition in the next 2 years, absolutely.
Okay. And so since we are only under 51%, so anybody sitting on a board right now from Saarthi, or we are completely managing the company now?
Not at this moment, ma'am, when the board will be formed, because the shareholding agreements and all are just finalizing right now. So we'll decide, obviously, Vandita and all who's there, she will be part of Saarthi for the next 2 years, ma'am.
Okay. And as we are focused on the patient servicing program, we conducted over 25,000 such programs during the years. So just wanted to understand, or just help us understand, how we are enhancing our brand through such a programs, and how it is helping us to add to our revenues.
Sorry, I didn't get your full question, ma'am, actually. Can you just repeat it?
Sure,
Yeah.
sir. So we conducted over 25,000 patient servicing program. So just
Yeah.
wanted to understand how it is helping us to enhance our brand as well as do the contribution to the revenue.
Ma'am, see, first of all, these are 25,000 camps which we have done. We are doing it at the doctor's clinic directly. Okay, it's being booked by the pharma companies on behalf of the doc for the doctors and for the patients, actually. So we are doing it at the doctor's clinic directly. So the doctors definitely know who is, which the agency is conducting, and that, and which are the products being used in the camps, actually. So that's how we are. In fact, all my team guys wear their own uniforms and all, go around there. We are the only people who have qualified DMLD employees conducting proper camps in the doctor's clinic, actually, wearing a proper uniform of QMS when moving in the clinics, actually. Okay. And that's where we are using not only the other products of them, but plus we are using our own few devices also out there in these camps, actually. So
Okay.
this is one part.
Actually, an effort on the brand recognition.
Yeah. Sorry, sorry.
Coming to the, we're trying to market our brand through these camps, you know, by, as you mentioned,
Yes.
educating upon wearing the QMS uniforms and all.
Yeah.
So nothing coming as a revenue, as a particularly, how
No,
does this
ma'am.
come into the
A big time, because this revenue is paid by the pharma companies, ma'am. These revenues for the camps are being paid by the pharma company. They pay us, ma'am. There is no free charity being done out there to the clinic. We get paid for the camps. Our entire PSP program, last financial year, we did almost, if I can give a bifurcation, trust, almost around 18 crores worth of billing we have done in the PSP programs,
Okay.
including
So
the
normally
camps.
one can, how much does it earn the revenue for you?
See, ma'am, minimum it starts at 4,500 rupees.
Okay. And any are you planning any strategic alliance or collaboration going forward in the in future?
Yes, ma'am, a lot of things are happening at this moment. We are, like, I'm very proud to announce that we are entering into the hospital business also. We are entering into where we are tying up for a lot of stents as well as the dialyzing devices. This is the next another which is line, which we'll be opening up soon. You will hear the announcing soon in another 10-15 days.
Okay. And are we planning anything in the overseas market?
In the
Overseas.
overseas market, not yet. Not yet, ma'am. Honestly speaking, not yet. We are still novice. We have a lot to do in our own country at this moment.
Okay. And any new acquisition on the card?
Not at this moment, ma'am. Let's get over and finish one at least and get it running properly at this moment. I wish I could do more, but at this moment, very slow on that.
Okay. And so we raised some funds via preferential allotments and convertible warrants. So have you started utilizing or deploying those
Ma'am,
funds?
we haven't raised. We had not yet closed that thing. It was announced, but it is not yet closed, ma'am. We haven't got the funds. We haven't closed that thing yet. So whatever Saarthi acquisitions is happening through our internal approvals and through our bank limit, working capital limits only. We haven't got the funds from there.
And what was the fund investment for the 51% stake acquisition?
60, that was for Saarthi. 51% was basically 18 crores was their payout and 32 crores was different. So you can say around 18 crores was their payout for Saarthi for that, for 51%.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. I'll join back in queue and wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. You may press star and one to ask questions. We have our next question from the line of Priya Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, so my question is, what is our stake in UMC Hospitals Private Limited in India?
Sorry, ma'am, I didn't. What is that?
Yes, my question is, what is our stake in UMC Hospitals Private Limited?
Do you mean UMC, ma'am?
Yes, UMC.
UMC was another company of ours which we had opened initially, but we don't have a company called UMC Hospitals and all that, anything like that. We don't have anything like that. UMC was a unified program actually which we had launched. It was, you had a company called UMC Medical Allied Services, that was separate when we initially thought of doing the CAMS model through that actually. So, but that we have nothing in that actually happening at this moment.
Okay, okay. And you are planning expansion and diversification. If you are service offering, can you please detail us about what is CAPEX requirement and funding arrangement for the same?
Funding, we are doing right now only acquisition of SATI right now. So that is the funding requirement is almost around 18 crores that we are doing right now through internal accruals. Though we had planned to raise money through our preferential shares, but which is not yet closed at this moment. But at this moment, we are still going ahead with the acquisition through our internal accruals at this moment. And for the CAPEX and all that, we don't require any CAPEX because we have enough. For the CAMS models, we have enough, already pumped in enough money. Now it's, you know, it's time to make the revenue out of it at this moment.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
And for the hospital division, which we are talking about, that will come from our local, you know, general business model itself only, which we have enough working capital of our own at this moment. So we don't require any other funds infusions for that at this moment for that.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Well.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Romil Gala from VR Analytics. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so good afternoon, management. So my question is, what are your revenue target for 5 years down the line?
Sir, very ambitious question you are asking me. 5 years down the line, nowadays nobody gives any. You know, it doesn't make sense to sit on a Excel sheet and just focus on numbers like that because dynamics of the market is changing very rapidly. We want to make the service model in 3 years to 100 crore revenue. We do want to grow our QMS business, rotating business, to at least 300 crores plus in next 3 years. So those numbers are there on our mind. But then, you know, sitting on an Excel sheet for the next 5 years number game, personally, I would never say that, honestly speaking. You know, because if you just want to know, I have a figure for me. Okay, we are doing 121, where we close at 122 crores. 5 years down the line, at least 10-15% growth every year. So another 300 crores, but not. It's not going to happen. We are going to grow in a much systematic. Yes, if you talk to me, we always focus on 2 years numbers and we work out it as that.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Sandeep Mangal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Sandeep. Can you please be a little louder?
Is it fine now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Good afternoon. My question was that in FY24, first half, we did margin around 17%, right? And you said that, as I remember, that it will be, will be like that for going forward. But this Q3 and Q4, we did around 12 to 13%. So if you can explain the reason of the margin, lower margin, and your guidelines for the upcoming quarters for the margin part.
See, a lot of billings were stopped actually during that time because of certain new guidelines coming out from the government. So a lot of billings were stopped that time. So that affected our margins coming actually. These numbers would have been much more better actually that time. So because of that, we got stuck actually that time. But again, now with our patient programs and all these things coming up right now in a big way, we have no issues about that. We'll be consistently growing in that level itself only. And there was a lot of depreciation and a lot of other, calculations which were done. The accounting angles were there, which obviously comes into the last quarter itself only, taking into account.
So can you expect that going for, I mean, next one or two quarters, it will normalize to 17%, 16%-17%?
Yes.
Okay.
It should be there around.
Yeah. And next question is that, in our consolidated numbers, when we'll start seeing the Sartec numbers added there?
That will start coming in by the second quarter, sir.
Second quarter, okay, 2025. Okay. Okay, so, and one more request that if you can provide, I mean, going forward in the Q2 quarterly results, if you can provide the segmental numbers, like from the the key devices and the TMS and all those, if you can give some segmentation results, that will be grateful for.
Definitely, sir. Definitely. Your suggestion is noted, sir. Definitely, we'll look into that, sir. Segmental numbers, definitely.
Thank you very much, sir. That was all from my side, and wish all the best for the, upcoming.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. We have our next question from the line of Manav Sharma from Joy Advisors. Please go ahead. Mr. Manav, are you there? Manav Sharma? As we are unable to get to Mr. Manav, we'll move on to the next question. The next question is from the line of Vijay Chauhan from NCHC Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Hello. Yeah.
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
So, my question is, with a diverse range of medical devices and consumables, how does the company plan to stay innovative and competitive in the market?
See, from the distribution point of view, we know which is going ahead, which products are going ahead, so we have the distribution sense. We have the number one brands, all our, we have been leaders for all the top brands, practically, of the industry, actually. So we work with these companies itself only. And being consistently in the market, we know which products are moving from that angle, actually. So from the product point of view, we are working in this segment, these ways, which are purely trading point of view. From services point of view, we are, always trying to better and increase, A, from a network, second, on a software, third, on the alternative innovative ideas which we can give to the doctors for their patient service programs. So these are small initiatives which we keep continuing doing, actually, sir.
Okay, sir. So, just can you provide insights into the company's marketing initiatives that contribute to the brand recognition and growth?
The brand, I would say we have been putting in for a few devices. We are doing a lot of Google. One, Tanay, our marketing consultant, will answer you this question.
So, sir, when it comes to marketing our own brand, which is Q Devices, we're doing it primarily digitally. We're using Google for display ads. We're using targeted marketing techniques via Facebook and Instagram, and any other social media site. And also we do sponsored ads as well as keyword searches on our e-commerce portals, where we're selling the product, like Amazon and Flipkart and JioMart, and of course, our own website. So we have a very aggressive marketing campaign for our own brands, which constitute multiple reach points that will get to our target customer.
If we are, can very proudly say we have Mr. Kapil Dev as a brand ambassador also for QMS.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have our next question from the line of Saloni Sharma from Unifi Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon, ma'am.
My question is, out of our total talent pool, how many people are in innovation or product development? Do you plan to increase this strength?
See, product development team is basically a part of the team which has been there for a long time with us. It's like, we have a more of an outsourcing team, technically speaking, I would call it, actually. because we are not a manufacturer, we are not innovators of our own. Actually, we obviously are marketers, so we definitely pick up ideas which are there in the market or for manufacturers. So we have a different type of a team who is into more into sourcing and all, actually, technically speaking, sourcing of products, sourcing of ideas. Okay. Tanya, you would like to add?
Yeah, so I just wanted to say that when we source these products, so depending on the vertical they're used for, products or services, they're done with the degree of market intelligence that we have after working in this sector for over 20 years now. So understanding the way the healthcare industry is moving, the requirements of our clients, the requirements of the public at large, we're able to source innovative technology, innovative devices from across the world. And then we bring them into India, and then we're able to get them to the end customer or the end user through the appropriate distribution channels.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
The next question is, can you name your top 5 clients and contribution from them?
I don't think so. I can put that officially out here. Though we work with all the top 40 companies of the pharma sector, ma'am, those are considered as our clients. And I don't know whether I'm legally allowed to share their names or the numbers, actually.
Okay, no problem, sir.
You can send me a mail. I can just confirm it and forward it to you. Apply that.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Amini Shah Agarwal from PVR Investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yeah, ma'am.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Can you put little bit light on your revenue segment and the growth as per revenue segment wise?
You want a breakup of my revenue segments or what you want, ma'am?
Breakup of the revenue segment and the growth.
See, the growth factors, like, okay, of the 122 odd crores, I can give you a rough indication. Our point of care was almost around 24 crores. Our patient service programs were almost around 18 crores. Our education and the models was more than, our online platforms are touching almost 10 crores plus. Our B2B businesses was almost 50 odd crores, ma'am. And the obviously the growth factor which definitely is going to come is from our few devices, our point of care, our patient service program. These are definitely our growth drivers next year. I mean this current year.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Mansi Verma from Gajanan Estate. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. The question of mine is that do you have any further future plans to collaborate with some companies or some clients for near future growth?
We are looking always open for collaborations, ma'am. A lot of things keep happening in the background. We are looking for into manufacturing segments of point of care products. We are looking into marketing angles, distribution angles for this. It is definitely on the card. I mean, till the time you are into business, there's it's the age of collaboration. It's always there. You should be always on the move. So there are quite a few things happening in pipeline other than Sarthi also right now.
Okay. Would you like to name them?
I wouldn't, ma'am, at this moment because nothing concrete has happened. Sarthi was something which was concrete happened, which was already declared.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Manav Sharma from Joy Advisor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Oh, my question is, what is our working capital cycle?
Working capital cycle is 90 to 110 days, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Preeti Bharadwaj from Kirin Advisors for closing comments. Thank you. Over to you, ma'am.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of QMS Medical Allied Services Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at research@kirinadvisor.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference call.
Thank you. Thank you everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.